The Tennessee Valley Authority is downplaying yet another budget overrun for the completion of a once mothballed nuclear reactor south of Crossville. Watts Bar Unit 2, which is slated to be the first reactor to come online in the U.S. in two decades, will take an additional $200 million to finish. TVA's board voted in secret to approve the additional spending, but at its quarterly public meeting, CEO Bill Johnson did attempt to justify the latest overage. He blamed unforeseen costs, like new safety requirements following the nuclear disaster in Fukushima.
When we get done and you take into account these added things, I think we'll be in within 0.5% of the original estimate to complete, which is pretty good performance on a project of that size.
Original estimate is up to interpretation. The most recent forecast was $4.5 billion, but that was twice the previous estimate, and it still doesn't take into account what was spent going back to the 1970s. The Chattanooga Times Free Press puts the total cost for the two reactors at $12 billion, more than three times the price tag of any other TVA plant. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.